Hello and welcome. It's hour number two. Hour number two of the Ben Maller Radio Experience. Broadcast live on radio overnight, recorded for the podcast format with limited commercial interruption. So this hour, is LaMarcus Aldridge's career good enough to have the Blazers retire his number? We get into that and also the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame conversation. In addition, what happens to Brooklyn now that LaMarcus Aldridge is not going to play? He's forced to retire because of a heart condition. We'll get to that and more right now. Here it is, hour number two. Gone in a flash. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we channel our inner windbag coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness here, the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are back at it again. Our lead this hour comes from Pro Bouncy Ball. It was the big story of the day. It relates to the Brooklyn Nets, specifically the future of LaMarcus Aldridge, one of their big pickups not that long ago. And if you have not been paying attention and you somehow missed it, you were living in a bubble. LaMarcus Aldridge will never play for the Nets again, at least if you take his word on it. He abruptly retired from the NBA. Now, he's got a good reason for it. Why did he retire? He experienced an irregular heartbeat. Imagine how scary that would be during what proved to be his final game with Brooklyn, and then exited stage right. Aldridge posting a prepared statement on social media saying that the heart issue, which he's had his entire career, was one of the scariest things he's ever experienced. It happened in a Nets-Lakers game, which was also a very scary experience for gamblers who figured that was a gimme. Now, LaMarcus was diagnosed with this syndrome that causes a rapid heartbeat. This was when he was a rookie. I remember when he came into the NBA, he was drafted by the Bulls, traded to the Blazers, and then he missed a handful of games. They were trying to figure out what was going on. There was some question whether or not he was going to be able to play at all because of the heart issue. And we've seen basketball players that have had heart problems and then ended up like dying on the court. Like, this has happened multiple times over the years. And so they got it under control. And for the most part, LaMarcus Aldridge has not had many setbacks until now. But he wrote for 15 years, he had put basketball first, and now it is time to put my health and my family first, he said. So this led to former Blazer teammate, current Blazer superstar Dame Lillard, to go over the top, calling for his franchise, he's the big man on campus there in Portland, to retire LaMarcus Aldridge's number 12 jersey. And he wasn't kidding, by the way. This was not some kind of joke, and he was not just buttering biscuits. He said in some podcast interview, it's time for the Blazers to retire number 12. He had an amazing career in a Trailblazers uniform. But wait, there's more. Damian Lillard added, there is no denying the kind of career that he had in Portland and what he meant to this city. So I think that the proper respect is to retire that jersey because of who he was and what he did for this organization. All right, so let us discuss. The question, let's focus in on that. Let's kind of lock in on that. So the question, is LaMarcus Aldridge's career in Portland number retirement worthy? I'm shaking my head no. Keep in mind, he is a Hall of Famer, but he still should not have his number retired. Both these things can be true. Both these things can be accurate. Now, my thoughts on this. You've got DeForest, Skittles, and Hunter S. Thompson. And we will tie all of these things together. Now, A, Damian Lillard, great player, fun to watch. On this one, he's completely wrong. Bad take by Damian Lillard. He's out of his bloody mind. Pump the brakes on LaMarcus Aldridge having his number retired. It's an overreaction. Overreaction. And as an impartial, open-minded observer, hiding out in the overnight, this thing is absurd, right? In the courtroom, if you were to try this like it was in a courtroom, Damian Lillard would be tagged as a biased witness. Okay, a biased witness. Now, I get it, right? He was teammates for a couple of years in Portland. There's a kinship there. There's a bond, the fraternal order of professional athletes. And the issue, though, is he's too far into the forest to see the trees. It's problematic. It's kind of like going up to a parent and saying, hey, do you think your kid should be on honor roll? Like, 99.9% of parents who are any halfway decent are saying, well, of course, blindly, yes. But listen, Aldridge put up stats. There's no debating that. He had statistical success with the Trailblazers. And my position is just about anybody can put up stats. He averaged about 21-8, I think, somewhere in that area when he was with the Blazers. But there's other criteria, right? Like, were you part of great teams? That's a team thing, not an individual thing, but it does go a long way to you getting the number retired. Were you beloved? Oh, my God, you were beloved. You have to have that. We have had way too many numbers retired in sports. I have been a longtime not anti-vaxxer. I've been an anti-number retirement guy, right? The NBA especially. The Mark Eaton, the only tangible skill Mark Eaton had in his era was blocking shots for the Utah Jazz. The Jazz retired his number. I have nothing against Mark Eaton. I think it's absurd that his number at 53 is retired in Salt Lake. Dikembe Mutombo has had his number retired by two different teams, the Nuggets and the Hawks. The Celtics, like the Yankees in baseball, the Celtics have retired so many numbers. Cedric Maxwell, Cornbread, has his number retired by the Celtics. The Cavaliers retired Zildrunas Ilgauskas' number. If you remember him, the big burly center has his number retired. Tim Hardaway, who I always associated with the Golden State Warriors, his number is retired by the Miami Heat. I can go on, but I'm just using these as examples. Let's put the stops on this, and we don't need to retire LaMarcus Aldridge's number. It's okay. You can say he had a good career and all that, and we have been advocates of the Ring of Honor, and we think teams should do that rather than retire numbers. Now, part B of this. There are many in the basketball media, and Damian Lillard included in this, who are guilty of what we call being a prisoner of the moment. Right? This is a let it breathe situation. Take a deep breath. Meditate, right? You got to meditate a little bit. We have some people trying to, I believe, rewrite history. And one of the blessings and the curses of being in this chair for a long time is I have been bloviating in the middle of the night about different stories over the years. And so I have a vague memory of some of these stories. And so when it comes to LaMarcus Aldridge and Damian Lillard talking about how beloved he was and how he did so much for the community in Portland, well, there was a different song that was playing several years back. And the reality, and I'm about to give you a reality check, right? The reality check. LaMarcus Aldridge, at least by the end, I don't know if it started this way, but I know by the end of his time in Oregon, he loathed having to play for the Trailblazers. He felt Portland was too small a pond for him. It was a boring city. And there were rumors for years before he finally ended up leaving as a free agent, but Portland considered trading him. They didn't. He wasn't happy. I remember it was one year there was a scandal because, not really a scandal, but there was a controversy because Aldridge, anticipating that he was going to be traded and he wanted to be traded, he like did not renew any of his sponsorships, like his car deal. He had all these local sponsors in Portland and he bailed out on all of them. And it was a decent story locally there in Portland. Then he became a free agent. He skedaddled to hang out with our buddy Charlie in San Antonio with the Spurs, a Western Conference rival of the Blazers. Now, as for the argument that LaMarcus Aldridge should have his number retired because he's going in the Hall of Fame, this argument doesn't hold water with me. Right? Not every Hall of Famer has their number retired, nor should they. Right? Why? In basketball, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, They have what's known as an open door policy when it comes to the Hall of Fame. They hand out Hall of Fame bids like you would hand out those little mini packets of Skittles on Halloween. You get a packet, you get a packet, you get an invitation, you get an invitation. Just to prove my point, I often bring up the name Muffet McGraw, but it's unfair to Muffet McGraw because there's other Hall of Famers that are just as big a joke. Dino Raja, who played for the Celtics, made zero All-Star games as an NBA player, is in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. Sharunas Marshalonis, you might not remember him unless you're old, but he played for the Golden State Warriors and some other teams. He averaged less than 13 points a game with Golden State, no All-Star games. He's in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. So we can go on. Now, the last word here. How big a blow is the LaMarcus Aldridge injury for the Brooklyn Nets, right? Well, on the Mather scale of concern, 1 to 10, with 10 being play taps, it's all over. This is only a 3. I'm only going a 3. And I believe I'm going high on the Mather scale of concern for LaMarcus Aldridge as far as the Nets are concerned. Now, why am I going 3? Because, again, this is another situation where people are reacting, I believe, disproportionately to the situation. And there's a quote from the great writer, the great late writer, Hunter S. Thompson, who said, "You can't miss what you never had." And for all intents and purposes, Brooklyn never had LaMarcus Aldridge. You know how many games he played? 5. He played 5 games in a Nets uniform. He took a total of 130 minutes. That's it. That's a nanosecond in the big picture. And so Brooklyn will go as far as the Three Musketeers take them, but that didn't really change. Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Uncle Drew, right? Those are the three guys that have to lead the way, period, hard stop. And now Brooklyn, they're going to have to pull. The interesting part of the Nets side of this is now that LaMarcus Aldridge is kaput and on ice and good for him, heart, you don't mess around with the heart. Life's a very fragile thing, right? And the fragility of life, so fine. But the Nets now have to pull a Jen Psaki at the White House and circle back to DeAndre Jordan. Who? And this is where it gets awkward. This is where it gets awkward because, you know, listen, I am a fan of DeAndre, my guy, my homie from the Lob City Clipper days back in the glory days, before the new glory days for the Clippers with Kawhi. But he was deep in the doghouse with the Nets, DeAndre Jordan. There were people talking about him being bought out because he did not have a role on the Nets. He was on the naughty list. They brought LaMarcus Aldridge in to replace the minutes that DeAndre Jordan was playing. He was marginalized, and even though they considered getting rid of DeAndre Jordan, now they need him. They need those alley-oop hammer dunks from DJ. Right? This guy coming down like a Mack truck with a power dunk in your face. Right? That's what they got. Now, they had him on standby, and we'll see what he's got left there for the Nets, but that's the move. But again, it all goes back to Durant, Harden, and Kyrie Irving. Those are the three guys. Everything else, it's like an extra piece of pie. I like an extra piece of pie. I wouldn't turn down an extra piece of pie, but if I don't get an extra piece of pie, I'm okay. My life's not going to change dramatically. It's the Mather scale of pie. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox, wherever you are. You want to be on the radio. And you have an ability to be incognito, but not Richie incognito. All right, we got guys call up with crazy names, zany names and all that. But we are here for you if you want to be part. 877-996-6369. Later on, we've got Maller to the third degree coming up a little bit later. And a straw man of power. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Good morning. Good morning. The best part of waking up. It's Ben Maller on the air.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Damn! Friday! Friday!
Thank God it's Friday! Friday! That I saw her boobs, now I'm a believer.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones. He is sometimes called the call screener, but he is the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Raz writes in from Raz Quit the Band, who's written several songs for the show. He says, I am not much of a basketball guy, but could we get D'Angelo Russell's jersey retired while he's still wearing it? There you go. This is A-Rod's Timberwolves to Seattle. Raz is ready to send the T-Wolves on the Greyhound bus to Seattle and get them out of there. Say goodbye. Gone. Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan, writes and says, 9 out of 10 on the monologue. As a Blazer apologist, LaMarcus Aldridge should not get his number retired. If Damian keeps his play up, he should. There you go. Again, I'm an anti-jersey retirement. Charlie in San Antonio says, Hall of Fame, have you been chugging wine with Coach Pop? Because he's the only person who shares that opinion. Dude was overrated. Romosexual says, talking about LaMarcus Aldridge, I watched that scrub shrink in the biggest moments for years. Please take Comrade Pop with him. Look at that. Charlie going nuts. No. Statistically, LaMarcus Aldridge, he's been in 7 All-Star games. He's got the stats. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. If it was a Hall of Fame with some standards, then I would say, no, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not going to get in, but they'll also feel pity on him because he had to retire at a younger age. He could have played a couple more years, LaMarcus Aldridge, and continue to put up even more stats. So, yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame. And there's a lot of statistical data to back that up. LaMarcus Aldridge is one of only 25 players in the history of the NBA that has 19,000 or more career points and 8,000 or more career rebounds. And so he's got that. He's got the All-Star appearances. He's a 5-time All-NBA selection. That's a Hall of Fame resume. He's going to get in. So deal with it. If you need to take some medicine to calm down because you can't handle that, then just figure that out. A 00 Mexican from San Diego, where the Padres barely got out of Pittsburgh alive, says, A-plus monologue, Ben, no way LaMarcus Aldridge should have his jersey retired. That's insane. Every team in sports needs to go the Raiders and Maller way. No jerseys retired.
The greatness of the Raiders.
I'm right there with you. I completely agree. 100%. All right, we'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369 as I wait for the board to be reset. So we have the straw man power. The straw man power, and if you had LeBron James winning the MVP, if you had James Harden winning the MVP, sing it with me now. Na, 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 hey, goodbye. They can forget about it because there was a straw poll of NBA most valuable player voters, and according to the straw poll, Nikola Jokic earned, of your Denver Nuggets, 90 of 101 votes. Let me repeat that for those of you that are a little slow, not paying attention. 90 out of 101 votes. That is insane domination. That's 89.1%. 89.1%. Now, we'll see what he does over the final, I guess it's less than 20 games now, without Jamal Murray, and statistically, the Nuggets were not nearly as good, and Jokic was not nearly as good without Murray out there. Murray's one of the better players in the NBA, so that would make sense. But it's good. And Harden, I wouldn't have given it to Harden because of that dog show that he put on in the Kennel Club in Houston at the start of the year. So I would have immediately disqualified him. LeBron was not better than Jokic even before he got hurt. But once he got hurt, that's it for LeBron. He's done. And so by the process of elimination, congratulations to Nikola Jokic. I hope that makes you feel better when the Nuggets don't go very far in the playoffs. And you got to watch the Clippers win the championship. I hope you're okay with that. But that's going to be these. Now, what about Joel Embiid, you say? Joel Embiid got hurt, but Joel Embiid was second on this little voting that they did, the straw poll. And he did get 5 first-place votes. And then you look at the rest. Damian Lillard, James Harden, Chris Paul, and the great Kawhi Leonard from the People's Team combined for the remaining 6 votes. You know who's not on that list there? I did not say the name LeBron James, did I? I also did not say the name Giannis Antetokounmpo, the 2-time back-to-back, belly-to-belly MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo. He had 0 first-place votes. 0. All right, let's go to the phones. And who do we have? Let's say hello to beer-drinking Brian, who is up next from Kansas City. Hello, beer-drinking Brian.
What's up, Ben?
You sound like the healthiest man in the world, beer-drinking Brian.
Well, I have a mild to moderate chance of having them pick me up on the gurney either tonight or tomorrow. I don't know what that rhabdo against.
Hold on a second. So you... Last time we got a medical update from you, and you don't have to share this. You're choosing to share it, right? I'm not forcing you to share
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to violate any HIPAA laws or anything like that. But you gave us a health update, and you said you were not. You might have, like, cancer, but you weren't sure, and you didn't have the proper insurance, right? You were telling us you couldn't get it checked out, right? Have you now gotten it checked out properly?
No, there's still paperwork and everything for that.
Are they
going to
wait till
out,
if you do have it? Are they just going to wait till it keeps growing? I mean, what are we doing here?
Right. Yeah. Until I die, then I'll get it.
Well, no. I mean, we want to get you better here, beer drinker Brian. There's plenty of beer left to be drinking down the line here. We want you to get back to health here.
Well, damn right. But this rhabdo isn't helping me out, and I'm feeling rhabdo kind of kicking in again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a serious condition there. Brian.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got stuck with it. My brothers are all alcoholics. My dad was. And none of them ever had any of this. But
yeah. Well,
it hit me.
Should you feel honored or upset by that? I mean, because on some level, that you're you're a special kind of alcoholic, though, that you've gone above and beyond your relatives there, that they didn't get it, that you have a... Not that that's an accomplishment to necessarily be proud of, but my goodness, Brian. My goodness.
I feel like the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I think you might look like the Timberwolves by the time you're done with this. My goodness here. My goodness.
I'm not going to see y'all before then, but, you know.
You got to get healthy here. You're getting married this year. You got to get healthy for the wedding there, beer drinking Brian.
Speaking of which, you know every time if I don't let you get her gone. She's going to get mad at me, so...
All right, put her
on. Yeah, put half pint on.
All right, half pint. Power couple. Beer drinking Brian, half pint.
Yeah. All right. Man.
Yeah. Hey, half pint. You gotta like, nurse Brian back to health there, half pint. You're getting married to this guy.
I'm trying. He won't let me.
He won't let... What's he doing when you say, hey, I got an idea to make you feel better? What's he say?
He doesn't leave him alone. And get out of his life.
Oh, get out of his life. Well, that's not very nice.
No, that's what he said.
Oh.
Now I'm nuts.
What was that? Coop?
Now I'm nuts.
I still didn't get it.
Yeah. Now I give a ride on my John Deere.
Yeah.
Now I'm crazy.
All right. Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you there. If he does not want to accept your offers of help, I don't know what to do here. Yeah.
Just, well, maybe he'll listen to you.
All right, put him back on. I'll yell at him.
Yeah.
Listening live here. We're a little domestic.
Okay, we're back.
All right, listen.
What,
beer drinking.
What happened
beer
here,
drinking.
Ben? How did I get
listen,
double cork?
Beer drinking, Brent. Listen, don't be a knucklehead. All right, listen. Let Half Pint help you a little bit here. Don't chase her away. She's looking out for you. She's gonna marry your dumb ass, for God's sakes. All right, so listen to her. Okay, give her a shot.
Ben, I'm just stressed, and it all hurts, and it just sucks. And yeah.
Well, you have a serious medical condition, so you got to treat it, man. You got to take care of it. There are things they can do to treat it, but you got to
stop
listen.
Drinking, Brian.
That would be the first thing. Drink water. How about water? Can you drink water?
Oh, I drink plenty of water. I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, it's got alcohol in it, though. That's the problem. All right. Listen, Brian, I got to let you go. I'm late as it is, but listen to Half Pint. All right? Come on.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-and-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3-and-Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you've been talking about the Basketball Hall of Fame with LaMarcus Aldridge, and we've made jokes about it, so on and so forth. They did announce who the presenters will be for this year's Hall of Fame class. And Michael Jordan is going to present the late Kobe Bryant. That made some headlines. If you saw the Kobe Bryant Memorial, you saw a very emotional Michael Jordan speaking at that, letting people know that maybe they had a closer relationship than we all kind of knew about.
Wasn't that where we got the Jordan crying meme was from his Hall of Fame speech? Didn't he start crying?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that was from his Hall of Fame. Will we see water? Jordan's apparently very emotional.
Yeah, I think there's no question we will see it.
So we will get a new crying Jordan meme.
Probably. Yeah, okay. But Michael Jordan is going to be doing double duty. He's not only presenting Kobe Bryant, he's also presenting Kim Mulkey. You may remember Kim Mulkey as the Baylor women's coach who made some headlines during the tournament when she said that the COVID testing for both the men and women should be abandoned for the Final Four. I have no idea why Michael Jordan is Kobe. Presenting Kim Mulkey. I looked for about a half hour on the Google machine there.
Did she win a contest or something?
Yeah,
like
I couldn't find any relationship between the two. It wasn't like, she
could
was at North Carolina.
Nike relationship? Or, maybe she's tight with the Nike people.
I don't know. I looked high and low and could not figure it out. But Michael Jordan is going to apparently have to prepare two speeches.
No, they should have Jordan just do every Hall of Fame induction this year. Well, just have him give a speech for everybody.
I mean, maybe she asked and he said yes. I don't know, but I have no idea.
Master of ceremonies? I'm going to be there anyway. I'll be there anyway.
I'm not sure how common it is for one person to present two people, but anyway, Michael Jordan's going to do that at the Hall of Fame.
Well, you'd have me. When you get in the Hall of Fame, Eddie, I can present you, right? I'll be your Hall of Fame presenter,
You're in the running.
I'm in the run. Oh, come on. That's a shot, Eddie. Who else would be? And there's no one other. You're going to have J-Dub? You're going to bring him back?
No.
Craig Sheeman? You're going to have him do it?
It would likely
who?
Be.
Who?
Those are Fox Sports Radio legends from the past.
We never heard of
the legends. They're part of the Fox Sports Radio Alumni Association with Jay Moore, Pat O'Brien, Tom Looney. There's legends in that alumni.
Tom Looney!
I don't know who that is.
Don't play that. Bad job by you. So we gave a Maller monologue, a passionate, fiery Maller monologue, a fair and balanced Maller monologue about Aaron Donald. We pointed out at the time we didn't know Aaron Donald's side of the story. We had only gotten the story via some random guy who was at the Boom Boom Room in Pittsburgh, and there were photos of this guy getting his face smashed in, what was left of the guy's face being smashed in. And so we pointed out there's three sides to every story, right? There's in this case, there's the accuser's side, there's Aaron Donald's side, and then the third side would be the truth. Well, the attorney that said his client, DeVincent Spriggs, needed the 16 stitches, had the broken orbital bone,
who?
And all this broken nose, broken arm, this broken, that broken, the rib bone connected, the whole thing. He said initially that there was just a misunderstanding that Mr. Spriggs had bumped into Aaron Donald, and Donald escalated the matter, leading to his client getting assaulted moments later. Well, the police are investigating, and according to the Pittsburgh Police Department, who went to the hospital where this guy was getting treated, he wanted to report an assault. The guy, DeVincent Spriggs, said to the police, he told the police that he threw a bottle of alcohol the direction of Aaron Donald. He says that he's not sure whether he hit anyone, but he threw a bottle of alcohol, and that is what led to the beatdown. Now, that doesn't completely exonerate Aaron Donald, but in terms of the sliding scale of damage that this could be leading, if somebody throws a bottle of alcohol, like in my head, I'm thinking like a vodka, like a big bottle of vodka or something like that, and they just chuck it across the room. If that's the case, then I'm thinking that that's more of a reason to believe that there's a more of a defense for Aaron Donald. So, and I will not give you yet another Deshaun Watson Maller monologue. There were a couple of things in the Deshaun Watson case. We'll get to those possibly later. Possibly later. Late night drug tester says, just a word for beer drinking, Brian. Take better care of yourself. Autopsy testing is no fun on my end. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. All right. Just Josh says, beer drinking Brian is hammered tonight. His liver nailed it, he points out. There you go. All right. Very good. We will press on here. Time now for the Insta trivia. And then we will have, coming up in a few minutes here, Maller to the third degree. But here is the Insta trivia. So blank was the first player in NFL history, first ever to throw 30 or more touchdown passes and have fewer than 10 interceptions in a season. This has happened a lot recently, but this was the first person to do it. Again, Insta trivia. If you know the answer, send it in. Care of the Ben Maller Show on Twitter. That's hashtag nothing. We don't care about the hashtag. Just tag me in it. And so the question, blank was the first player in NFL history to throw 30 or more touchdown passes and have fewer than 10 interceptions in a season. That is the instant trivia. The answer next. Dick's right up there, though. He absolutely is. That's out of context audio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Maller to the third degree, right around the corner. Right around the corner. But time now for the Insta trivia, a blatant attempt to convince you to listen a little bit longer, and here it is. Blank was the first player in NFL history to throw 30 or more touchdown passes and fewer than 10 interceptions in a single season. This happens semi-regularly these days, but didn't happen for a long time. So that is the question. What is the answer? Let's see here. Maller Prop Guy got it right. Tim Rattay, guessed by Bob. That was his guess, the iconic 49er back in the day. Just Josh got it right. Who else? Bart Simpson, guessed by Jason in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Nathan is going, or Michael's going with Nathan Peterman. Excuse me. Is that Michael going with Nathan Peterman? Terry in England says, is it beer drinking Brian's liver? Is that the correct answer? Alf, the alien opiner from the home of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Mass, listening, says it's the snake Kenny Stabler. That's the answer. Screaming Possum going with the Undertaker. Oliver Luck from the late night drug tester. Shane Falco tossed out by James in Mizzou. T. Martin from Marcus. Who else we have? Wahoo McDaniel from Chip in the Q's. Kellen Clemens from Rob in Minnesota. And Paige down here. Chris in Des Moines going with former Miami Dolphins quarterback Dick Wood. as his answer. Paul Crew from Slow. Bobo was guessed by Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan. Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield, did get this right, as did Manic Mike in Nashville. Do you have an answer there, Eddie? Do you have an answer?
Sure. I'm going to go with former Baltimore Colts quarterback Burt Jones.
Burt Jones, keeping up with the Joneses. Is it Burt Jones for the win? The correct answer, a guy that is most famous, Eddie. If I tell you what this guy did, you will know exactly who it is. He puked in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know who that is.
That is correct. That is Donovan McNabb in 04 for the Philadelphia Eagles. But he puked. Although there's no video of the puking, right? There's no actual video of the puking. But it happened. They said it happened. If they said it happened, it happened. Going by the Keyshawn Johnson standard. If they said it happened, and it looked like it happened, and you think it happened, it happened. All right, let's get to it. Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Daloop.
So Major League Baseball is testing out a pretty radical rule change in the Atlantic League by having the mound moved a foot further away from home plate. Now, this is because so many pitchers now are throwing at such high speeds that they're thinking moving the mound back may create some more contact. Ben, you think this is a good idea?
All right, so the word for this is unnecessary, right? The reason that contact is down is because it is not a focal point. It's not a point of emphasis for hitters in professional baseball today. If baseball wants to get contact back, then they should pay for contact. They don't pay for that. They pay for this dopey Fugazi launch angle. That's where the money is. If you valued the approach like Tony Gwynn or Wade Boggs had back in the day, then that would change. And the other thing, from what I have been hearing and from what I have been reading, moving the mound back 1 foot will give the batters like eighth of a 100th of a second more to react to pitches. Now, it's only an experiment, and that's why they have this minor league set up, and they destroyed minor league baseball, got rid of a bunch of teams, because they want to use this as Frankenstein's laboratory. But I don't think it's necessary. The mound has always been 60 feet, 6 inches. The bases have been 90 feet. Whether it's Cy Young, Babe Ruth, Clayton Kershaw, whoever. All right, next.
So reports not too long ago had Mac Jones to the 49ers as a lock. And then now we're hearing that that shouldn't be believed, and the 49ers are actually targeting Justin Fields. Ben, who should the 49ers be targeting?
Well, none of the above. But they got to pick, gun to your head, you got to pick somebody. It would be Justin Fields, right? The only red flag on Justin Fields is the stigma of being a quarterback from the Ohio State University. That is not a pro. USC quarterbacks haven't done well in the NFL. Ohio State quarterbacks haven't done that well in the NFL. But in terms of athletic ability, skill set, he is the prototypical quarterback for the 2020s. Justin Fields checks every box in that department. Mac Jones does not. Mac Jones is like a 1957 Cadillac, big, bulky, outdated, can get it done, you know, too slow, a little clunky. Can be effective, but you didn't draft a guy like that in the first round. All right, next.
So it seems like Ben Simmons is just going after everyone. The other day you talked about Simmons taking shots at the Nets, and now he's going after Rudy Gobert. He said he should win Defensive Player of the Year over Gobert, not only because he can guard all five positions and Gobert can't, but also because he's not considered a scorer and he dropped 42 on Gobert. Does Simmons make good points?
No, and we pointed this out. Listen, he thinks if he repeats a lie enough, people will believe it, right? So the man that shot Liberty Valance, just, you know, when the legend becomes the fact, go with the legend. He had 42 points, but when matched up against Rudy Gobert, Ben Simmons was 3 of 7. He had 9 of his 42 points. Not impressed. How'd we do?
He passed.
There it is. That's the winner. Put it on the